We have the Milkmaid, well, NASCAR days. I never really found out. On the phone with us now is the Milkmaid. Now, who gave you that nickname?
That would be Jim Perotti.
Okay, so Jim did give you that nickname. Okay. Now, yes. do you prefer that nickname or your real name?
Nope, Milkmaid works fine for me.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about the Buying Plans Toy Show and Auction. As a matter of fact, I just spent some time with Dave Teeter on the phone the other day, and we were reminiscing about our times where we used to broadcast live from the tractor pull, the mini tractor pull, and everything like that. And let's talk a little bit about this. When again is this coming up?
It's going to be next Saturday, March 16th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The toy auction starts at 2 o'clock. It's not all toys, but mostly. Yeah. The Lost Luther, who donates his services, will be there. And Mike Miller from Millerhurst Farm, he's our toy expert, gives a little history on the toys that are being presented at the auction. And admission is $3. Children under 5 are free. The pedal tractor will be at 12 noon. Prizes will be awarded. And there will be a toy tractor raffle, which is $1 per ticket or $5 for 6 tickets. And I didn't mention it's at the Sissing Mountain High School in Pine Plains.
Yeah,
it's one of our big fundraisers.
I was going to say, this is a big fundraiser for you. Now, on top of that, there's a lot of displays that are also at this event, right?
Yes, there's some people just have show tables,
yep.
Which they don't sell any of their stuff, but they display it, which is really nice. And they come from all over, you know, a couple hours to drive here. The FFA kids come early to help them set up, you know, bring their stuff in from the parking lot. And there's also displays that get judged. There's like farm machinery displays or a farm display. And those are really interesting because some of them are really detailed. And the time that they put into them is really amazing.
I was going to say, I remember seeing some pretty amazing farm setups. And I don't mean just a setup. I mean, it's almost like when people get really, really into showing their trains off. And they have the landscaping of it. I've seen displays like that there as well.
Oh yeah, it's not just the barn and some tractors.
No.
You know, they've got the dirt for the fields, and
yeah.
They've got whatever for hay. There's sawdust. There's corn. They look like there's a cornfield, and it's really amazing that and it's hard to judge. I've judged them before, and it's really hard to say who's going to be the best one.
You know, and the students get involved in this as well, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. They're helping all day long. And
now,
they sell documents, which is it's a piece of paper which represents a rubber duck that I think it's in the end of April up in the Adirondacks. They release thousands of these rubber ducks into the Oswegatchie River. And there's a gate at the end so we don't pollute the rivers, and there's prizes. And those are $5 a piece, and the kids will be selling those when you walk in the door.
Now,
to the gymnasium.
There is a $3 admission, but like you said, all this money, this is really a very big and important fundraiser for the FFA.
Yes, it is.
Now, are there still vendor tables available, or is that time passed?
They're still available. They're just $20 now. They were $15, but that was up until February 22nd. So if you want a vendor table, you need to contact John Bodle. And his number is 845-868-7515.
Now, when do you start setting up for this, and how long does it take to set up for it? I mean, it's got to be an enormous job from what I remember seeing. The whole gymnasium is full.
Yes, it is. I mean, one year we overflowed out into the hallway. We had so many tables, you know, we couldn't accommodate them all in the gym. But I think the kids get there at 6 o'clock, and it takes a couple hours for these people to set up their displays.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is. You can see the amount of work that goes into this. Now, you also have refreshments for sale there as well, right?
Oh, yes, we do. There'll be lunch. There'll be breakfast you can buy. And the FFA kids all man that. We have an adult that does the cooking on the grill, which is George Angier. He'll cook eggs or hot dogs or hamburgers, whatever.
All right. So now this all starts at 9 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
And goes to 1?
It goes to 2 o'clock, and the auction starts at 2 o'clock.
Okay, and the auction starts at 2 o'clock. And once again, it's $3 admission at the door.
Yes.
And it goes to benefit the FFA, of course, and that is coming up next week.
Yes, next Saturday, March 16th.
All right. Now, I'm going to warn you in advance that you're going to have to be listening on the weekend of the 24th on Sunday, because NASCAR Dave is coming, and he's going to bring, listen to this, supposedly, Larry, Paul, and then Gene Salader and Willie Hallahan are meant to be live in studio, plus other people. So, you know, that's going to be a banner day for you to call in.
Yes, it will, and maybe I will show up.
That'll really surprise him.
Well, you never know where I might pop up.
All right, Deb. So the big thing is, though, is the FFA Toy Show and Auction on the 16th, 9 till 2, Pine Plains at the Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School Gymnasium. You can actually find more about. You can go to the Pine Plains School website. It's more information on there. But there's posters all over the place. And, hey, good luck with the show.
Okay, thank you.